Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Robert Lighton back on the show. Robert's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. Research and policies is beat at the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. He is one of the big thinkers over there and one of the most cerebral members of our Brain Trust. He's here to talk to us about one of the big issues, maybe the biggest issue, the biggest inside our borders public policy issue, one of the biggest of our time, I think. Robert Lighton, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back. Am I overstating that in terms of the implications of antitrust issues, the antitrust regime being focused on the big tech guys?
Well, it used to be a backwater. Nobody really knew much about it. And, you know, back in the early 20th century, it was a big deal when companies like Standard Oil were broken up. But it sort of faded from public view. And now, of course, it's a big deal because everybody's worried about big tech for all kinds of reasons. Some of those reasons antitrust can fix and others they cannot. I mean, we'll get into the conversation. I think one of the biggest issues people are worried about in big tech is privacy, and antitrust can't fix that.
No, that's exactly right. Well, you know, one of the things that I, in the introduction of my book, The Third Ingredient, I use the example of US v. Microsoft. And the point I made was, in the book, I talk about the difference in analog leverage and digital leverage. And in my opinion, the US antitrust division of the Justice Department is an analog entity, and when they went after it took 13 years for the U.S. to get to finish up the IBM case, but when they went after Microsoft, that case lasted 2 years, and by the time Judge Jackson dropped the gavel, technology had gone around the whole case, made the case irrelevant, and so that's the problem with the government chasing a tech company with for antitrust. Is the court system, the antitrust system, is not as fast as the marketplace. It's almost a waste of time, isn't it?
Not completely, but I grant your point. It's a very, very kludgy instrument. And, in fact, one of the things I've been writing about, I testified before the FTC a couple of weeks ago about this. It's an idea by a friend of mine, an economist named Hal Singer, who's proposed an alternative to antitrust, an administrative regime, that would allow small businesses and medium-sized businesses that feel like that they're getting hurt by big platforms like Amazon or Google,
right,
to be able to go and complain to an administrative agency and have a much.
Would that agency have some power to make changes? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm first in line, Bob. Amazon is hurting my company right now, this moment. Amazon is costing me money right now, and I can't do anything about it. And I'm not. I don't mean that they're doing something competitive that I just don't like. I mean they're doing something wrong.
Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about it on the air. We should talk it off. I'd be interested to know what is it that you think you're complaining about? Because I can tell you what most small businesses are complaining about.
What are they complaining? Let's talk about them. That's more important.
Okay, so I will say that the major complaint that a lot of businesses have is that while there are a million of them on the Amazon site or more, what Amazon does is, they deny it, but it's pretty clear. They see which things are selling most rapidly, and then they'll develop an Amazon name brand to it and copy it and make it cheaper.
Wow.
And then they'll put it at the top of the page so that when you search, for example, batteries or something like that, their product will go first. And actually, I was looking for shirts the other day, and I noticed that when I looked for button-down shirts, sure enough, there was an Amazon brand right there, right ahead of Brooks Brothers and all the others. And, of course, the businesses complain, well, you know, when people look for products, our stuff, the independent guys, get gets the knockdown further.
Well,
down
see, yeah, well, see, what you're what you're pointing out in the search, there's something called a buy
right.
box, and
yeah,
their product is in the buy box. See, this is
yeah.
what I'm talking about. This is what I'm dealing with my books. I'm getting pushed down the page. They're looking for my book, and they stick somebody else in the buy box. And that's exactly what's going on. This is the kind of thing that's different from any other encroachment I think we've ever had in the marketplace. What do you think? This kind of leverage.
Well, Amazon has done. Amazon has done something revolutionary. I mean, actually, they've become a huge competitor to Walmart. And people, 20 years ago were bitching about Walmart.
Right.
We didn't see that there was a company that actually give Walmart a run for their money. So I want to be careful. Amazon's done a lot of amazing things and a lot of good things because I love the fact that.
But there is
discrimination.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We've got to take a quick break. Right back with Bob Lighten after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.